On confusion and doubt is the most important, be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
see if Dad is still home and tell him I want to talk to him. You haven't gotten dressed yet. I thought you'd be ready by now. Aren't you supposed to give me a lift to the print house?
Yes, Dad. But...
Did you have a fight?
Kind of.
Where's she now?
She packed her stuff in a suitcase and left with Hasty last night. And she didn't tell me anything about it.
And now you want to know what I think you should do.
Yeah, really. What am I supposed to do?
Nothing. You'll give me a ride to work, and then go to your office. She's either going to call you or come to see you in person.
What if she doesn't call or come to see me?
She will. Cha-cha.
I'm confused. And what am I supposed to do if she does call or come to see me?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. You shouldn't let a trivial argument like that upset you so much.
But the topic of the argument wasn't all that trivial.
Let me hear it, then.
When Roy was published, it caused a lot of controversy. What's that in your hand?
Mrs. Yazdan Pana asked me to get her some water.
Don't get too excited. Don't think I've come here to apologize and make up.
Why did you come, then?
For two things. First, I wanted you to see Hasti. Second, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Here you are, ma'am.
Thanks a lot.
I let them feed her with formula out of desperation that night.
Well, your desperation helped me to do what I should have done from the beginning. It's better for the baby this way. If I'm not around, then someone else can feed her.
You mustn't deprive the baby of her mother's milk.
What do you mean I mustn't?
Pipe down. Keep it down.
I said, what did you mean I mustn't?
I mean, you can't decide this all by yourself.
Yeah? You're telling me you're going to decide if I can or cannot breastfeed her?
We have to decide what's best for her health together.
Formula has never endangered any baby's health. All babies drink formula.
Not all babies. Only babies who don't have a choice. Your baby doesn't have to do it. You can do most of your work at home.
Not anymore. Now I have to work outside the house more. I have a lot of work. Here, baby. Have some of this. Good girl.
So is that the second reason you've come to see me? All the work you have to do?
Yeah. I want to cooperate with the Fanny's Literature Association.
Without knowing them?
For God's sake, Hamid, don't start with me again. I've come here so we can reach a common understanding.
An understanding? Over what?
Facing reality.
What reality?
The reality of the existence of the Fanny's Literature Society as an important and influential literature circle.
Before I know the people who live thousands of miles from here and are making decisions for me, I cannot blindly buy into their ideas.
Please don't be sarcastic with me, Hamid. I haven't blindly bought into anything. I've just trusted a man whom I believe knows such literary circles better than you and I.
Dariush Aryan is a suspicious man. How in heaven's name can you trust him?
Are you yelling at me now?
Yes, I'm yelling. I'm yelling. And I'm not going to stop yelling because you're stupid. Because you're a fool who blindly accepts whatever he says.
No.
Where are you going? I said, where are you going?
Get out of my way.
Get into that room.
I said, get out of my way or I'll scream.
Don't scream. You'll scare the baby. Give it to me. Come here, darling.
Oh, come here, little girl. It's okay. Don't cry. Don't cry.
Who do you think you are? Do you think I'm going to let you talk to me like that? Do you?
A woman who claims to be open-minded and educated doesn't do things like that.
Get out of my sight.
You're acting like a mad woman.
Get out, Hamid. Get out. I don't want to see you again. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry for you.
Get
I'm really sorry.
Out. I said get the hell out.
Yes.
It's all your fault, Marl, dear. Why did you go to see him? Weren't you supposed to file for divorce?
But I don't want to get a divorce. I love him.
You love him. Why are you sitting here crying, then? What are all those tears for?
Because he wasn't like this before. Since we got married, he never raised his voice, no matter how difficult I was. And whenever he got angry and wanted to say something to me, he'd do it calmly. But today, For the first time, he yelled at me.
You spineless fool. You don't understand. He's playing the good husband. He's pretending to be a good guy. I'm telling you, deep down, that man is a totally different person. I even think there's a much scarier evil behind that good exterior. If today he dares to yell at you, next time, he is going to slap you in the face. You idiot. A traditional man like that cannot understand a liberal-thinking woman like you. Damn it! Even Hu Shang, who wasn't a traditional man and wasn't raised by a backward family, failed to get along with me. But you expect someone like Hamed Yazdanpanah, son of Morteza Yazdanpanah, that dogmatic religious imbecile, to understand you? Well, dream on, Marl, dear.
Mary came by and took Hasty home.
Sorry, she's become a burden on you two.
On the contrary, it's good for Mary to take care of a baby. That way she won't feel alone. Would you like some coffee?
Not for me.
Make some. We'll drink together.
Right away.
Pick up the phone and call her.
Call her and say what?
You made a mistake yelling at your wife. You should apologize to her. Pick up the phone and call her.
Shouldn't she apologize to me for her behavior?
Maral swallowed her pride and came to see you. So because she took that step, you shouldn't have treated her like that.
Dad, I'm having the hardest time coming to terms with the Fanous Literature Society's award. Their aim's not to encourage her, but to transform her.
You're right. That's exactly what I think, too. But these are things to talk about at home. You shouldn't have reacted so quickly like you did. You shouldn't have lost your temper. You should have listened to what she had to say, convinced her to go back home with you, and then told her what you thought little by little. Where are you going? Have a seat.
Yes. You're right, of course.
If you think I'm right, then pick up the phone and give her a call.
Hello?
Is Maral home?
Who's this?
It's Hamed, Maral's husband. Remember me?
What do you want from her?
Put her on the phone.
Look, Maral doesn't want to talk to you.
Is that Hamed?
She has to tell me that, not you.
What's he saying?
Look, she doesn't even want to hear your voice. She's told me to tell you that she will see you again in court.
Don't tell him that.
Did you hear what I said?
Was that her sister?
She's behind all our problems. And given what's happened between us, I'm sure she's just sitting next to her and putting ideas into her head. She's a sick woman. She can't bear to see a couple living happily. She just can't.
Where are you going?
To her place.
You mustn't go. You've already made a mistake. And going to her place will be your second mistake. It's not like a phone call.
I'm afraid, Dad.
What are you afraid of?
Sanaz and her friend's damaging effects. I'm afraid if I don't talk to her now, then they will force me to see her next in court.
In court?
That's what Sana's told me.
Right now, on the phone?
Yes, right now.
Hamid, what time will Jalal and Shireen's exams be over?
At around 12 or 12:30, but they'll have to pick up Khorshid from Jalal's parents' place. So I think they'll get home at around 2.
All right. Call them right now and tell them to come straight here after they've picked up Khorshid.
Okay, right away.
Morale, darling. Stop sitting there moping all day. Get up and spread out the newspapers. Give us a hand. Perry, help me move this table.
Coming.
Come on, girls. Chop, chop.
Give me one of those cushions.
Here, put this tray over there. And this too.
Great. Okay, I'm very thirsty. Pour me some of that. Moral. Moral, drink this.
You know I don't drink.
Don't be so difficult. Just drink it.
I can't, Sanas. Why are you pushing her? She doesn't want to drink. And I mean you too, Perry.
Well, don't.
Who could it be? Yes? Who is it? Why don't you get it, ma'am? Morel doesn't want to talk to you or see you, any of you!
Who was it?
Shireen, Hamid's sister.
Then why did you talk to her like that?
How was I supposed to talk to her then?
Hello. Don't be upset with Sanas. She's a good person deep down. She just has a nasty exterior. Come. Take a seat here. I'll get you some coffee, okay?
Yeah?
Don't bother. Sit down. I want to talk to you. Hamid's genuinely sorry about the way he treated you today. He'd called to apologize, but Sanas didn't put you on the phone. I've come here on behalf of Hamid to tell you that...
Can I talk to you for a second?
Right now?
Yes, right now.
Excuse me.
Come.
What are you going to do about Hamid? I have no idea.
Do you want to divorce him?
I don't know.
Then maybe you want to go back and live with him.
I don't know.
Maral, you have to make a serious decision.
She can't do that, Helen, dear. The girl you see here has been ambivalent all her life. She hasn't been able to make any important decisions on her own, not when she was a little girl, and not now as a useless adult.
She's right. Well, when I was a kid, I couldn't make up my mind about things. But now, I don't want to make a hasty decision.
What do you mean? What do you mean, I don't want to make a hasty decision?
Well, it means I don't want my emotions to influence my decision about what I do about my marriage. I'd rather give it more thought first. I'd rather wait another 24 hours. Hamid might...
Might? Maybe by some stroke of luck? The man who yelled at you like a crazy man, called you a stupid woman, will decide he owes you an apology and come to you begging for mercy? You're right.
I don't want him to beg for mercy. I just want him to realize what he did was wrong.
So if he admits he made a mistake, will you go back and live with him again?
You think I shouldn't?
I don't know. That's a decision you'll have to make on your own.
Okay. Okay, suppose that guy realizes that he made a big mistake and he asks you to forgive him, all right? Huh? What if he goes crazy again, completely loses it, and yells at you like the last time? Then what?
Maybe even worse. He might even get violent. You can't expect a traditional man to behave rationally. Everything is affected by the way he feels. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's not. He doesn't use his brain.
But Hamid isn't like that.
He is. If time passes and you don't change, everything may change, and he'll show his true colors. That's when he's going to snap and slap you in the face. Understand?
But she doesn't understand. She's an idiot. You know what? This person is an idiot. A complete moron.
Leave her alone. Give her 24 hours so she can make a serious decision about her marriage.
Helen, dear, why don't you understand? If Maral is left to make a decision about her life on her own, she is going to ruin her life forever. You know what I'm saying?
Maral, come here. You have to make a serious decision about the rest of your life. Understand? Maral! Maral, dear!
Let me see what she wants from you. Listen, tell that brother of yours he's wasting his time sending messages to Maral because she doesn't want to live with him anymore and he'd better go to court and put an end to this marriage.
Maral!
Didn't you hear me? I'm talking to
Maral,
you. Looks
Maral!
Looks like I have
dear.
To do this the hard way.
Please come out with me for a few minutes. I need to talk to you.
You filthy pig! Am I speaking Greek? You stupid housewife!
Shame on you, Sanas! Watch your mouth!
Shut up! Shut up! How dare you, bloody fool! I'll teach you! Get the hell out of my house! Let go of me!
Dance.
Let go of me!
Calm
you don't
down.
Deserve any
right,
better!
Please.
You don't
Stop
deserve
it.
Any better!
Sanas.
How could I be the daylight of you both, you fool!
Do what you want.
That shameless, backward woman!
Hey!
You piece of nothing!
Take
you stupid
it,
housewife! You stupid
Calm
housewife!
Sanas.
Okay, I'm good. Let go of me! I'm gonna teach you a good lesson!
Sanas.
I'm gonna
Stop.
Teach you!
Get out of my
get
way,
lost.
Sanas.
I said step aside.
I'm telling you.
I said get the hell out of my house. Get out.
Get
lost.
Out of my way,
get
Sanas.
Get out of my house. Get out. You take one step and you'll forget you ever had a sister. Get lost.
Sanas.
to go.
Dad isn't with you, is he?
No.
Open the door. What's wrong? I could have talked back to her. I could have acted just like she did. But I didn't do it because of morale.
Talk back to whom? Act like whom?
Her rude, stupid sister.
Sanaz? What did you have to do with Sanaz, sweet?
But I had nothing to do with Sanaz, darling. I was talking to morale when that stupid girl attacked me like a wild animal.
She has the temerity to attack you?
Yes. You should have seen how she treated me. I could have put that animal in her place, but I didn't. For morale's sake.
Well, yeah, for the sake of morale, you didn't slap her in the face like always.
Actually, for your information, I did slap her in the face.
You have to be kidding me.
Why would I be kidding? Someone had to show that hypocrite what we're made of, am I right? Besides, don't you worry about anything, Marie, dear. What I did was nowhere near enough in comparison to what she did to me.
You're right. It was not enough. But did you deliver the message?
Yes, I did. But it was useless. Her stupid sister didn't let us talk properly for me to get an answer out of her.
If Sanaz hadn't interrupted you, you'd have known what Morale's answer was. But what do you think her reaction would have been?
Affirmative. Marie, I swear to God those two could be really happy together. It's Morale's sister and her friends who won't let them live a normal life like everyone else.
What I don't understand is why Morale doesn't realize why she doesn't get that those people she's hang out with aren't her friends.
I was thinking about it too on my way back.
And you didn't come to a conclusion?
No.
Of course you didn't. Because it's Hamid who has to speak with Morale. We can't be...
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hello.
Please come in.
Sorry to bother you. Has Sharon called you by any chance?
No.
Should I go pick her up?
No.
I shouldn't?
No, because she's back already.
When did she come back?
She's in the bathroom. Why don't you ask her?
Excuse me.
It's okay.
So you came back without telling me, huh? Hi.
Hi. I didn't want Dad to see me like this.
Why? Shirin, what's wrong?
Go back home to Horshid.
Horshid's asleep.
Jalal, go to Dad's place. Go see Hamid. I need to be alone now. I'll come home when I'm feeling better.
What happened when she went to see Marl? Didn't she tell you?
If you try hard enough, she'll tell you. Sorry, I have to go now.
It's okay. Shirin? Shirin, darling.
He has a headache.
Ahmed, darling. Shireen is back.
The outcome?
Don't you want to wake them up?
Girls, wake up. We're there. Wake up! Let's go.
There you go. Pick up your bags and things. Mademoiselle?
Put my stuff and yours in the bigger bedroom at the end of the corridor.
I really don't want to see your ugly mug in the room tonight. I want to be alone in the room.
Do whatever the hell you want to do. Guys, follow me this way. This floor is perfect for you two. For morale to write and for you to translate.
The good old days. This is like Merdad's typewriter, right?
Yes. This is it. The same brand and color.
It's very old.
I know.
Do you know how to work with it?
I do.
You won't believe it, Helen. She does it just like the old-time typists, with two fingers and no typos.
Helen, I'm going to go for a walk along the beach. Want to come?
Yeah, why not? Girls, are you coming too?
Of course we are. Let's go.
When you come, Sanaz, remember to bring the nuts from Morale's bag. Bring the whole pack with you.
Okay.
Why do you make decisions for me? I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
All right. You can sleep out there on the sand. It's nice to sleep to the sound of the waves and the laugh of nature. Where are the nuts, anyway? Oh, I've found them.
You go. I'll join you later.
Oh, come on. Stop playing hard to get. On your feet. Oh, I know. She's like the old day.
Love.
Oh, the water's warm. Yeah.
Oh, beauty.
Oh, no. Oh, it's so
nice. Oh, it's lovely.
Yes, I
do. Woohoo! I love this sea.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Thank you.
Take her from me.
Oh,
yeah,
it looks like she's really going into the water.
Oh.
Grab her!
Hey, wait for me, you crazy girls! Wait for me! Wait for me! Here, take her, Merle. Wait for me!
Thank you. چشم بسته جهانم شکل خوابه، عذابه استرابه استرابه روبرو دیواری از مد، دیواری از سنگ روبرو دیواری از مد، دیواری از سنگ. بگو بیهوده نیست، بگو بیهوده نیست، فاصله آب و سراب، بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست، بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی، بگو خواب و هرچی که دیدم افسانه بود، زدن به دریا برام شد مرگ تدریجی رویا، مرگ تدریجی رویا.